You just made the point about within the movement, and as people resist, they're going to be discussing and debating a number of questions, including discussing what's going to be the ultimate solution to this. And this is actually something that a lot of the people involved in this, particularly some of the youth, are actively engaged in now. I mean, we've been talking with people about, you know, building the kind of resistance that can take on and stop, you know, the war and the repression. And a number of the youth, particularly youth who have been involved in the anti-globalization movement and fighting back on other fronts before September 11th, are taking up and building opposition to the war. But a question that they have raised is, how can they make sure that as they build a movement of resistance to the war, it doesn't stop once the war is stopped? And some of them are even looking back on the experience coming out of Vietnam and saying to us, you know, and in a certain sense challenging us, but I think in a good way, you guys were part of building a massive movement against the Vietnam War that was part of stopping it, you know, and you succeeded in that part of things, but the same government that was responsible for the Vietnam War remained in place, is still in place now, and now we're up against this war on terrorism that's without end and not limited by geography and this repressive clampdown. So how are we going to build a movement this time that doesn't just do the first part, but not get on to doing something about the rest of it? So I think that's a very good question, and I'd like to get your thoughts on it.
Well, first of all, on one level, there will be plenty of challenges for us and plenty to do in terms of taking on and stopping this whole, you know, war and repression juggernaut. So that's going to be a major challenge in its own right. So there'll be plenty to do on that level. But it is, I agree with you, this is an important and a profound question that people are pointing to more broadly. It has to do with the very nature of the system and why these things, even though the U.S. imperialists suffered a defeat in Vietnam, and while the Vietnamese people and the, you know, people of the world were played the key role in that, you know, and particularly the war of liberation waged by the Vietnamese people, in which they sacrificed tremendously. People in the U.S. who built opposition to that war also contributed in important ways to what was a righteous and well-deserved defeat for U.S. imperialism. So we see that you can have an impact on, you know, even on May. I mean, that was not something the U.S. imperialists gave up lightly, the war in Vietnam. They finally decided they had to retreat there for a lot, you know, out of consideration for more strategic interest that they had at play, and also on the reckoning that, you know, that was not a war they could win or even attempt to win without bringing down a whole other set of more serious and profound problems for themselves and challenges to their system. So, you know, that it shows that, you know, tremendous struggle can be built, and that in fact you can derail even a major, you know, a thrust of the imperialist, you know, like that. And this juggernaut of war and repression can be derailed, you know, can be thwarted, but it's going to take a tremendous effort. And, you know, it can be thwarted and derailed, in my opinion, even short of making revolution. And it would be wrong to say only by overthrowing U.S. imperialism would it be possible to derail or, you know, seriously obstruct, you know, this juggernaut, this particular juggernaut of, you know, war and repression. But at the same time, again, people are pointing to something very profound. I mean, we, you know, look at the experience of Vietnam, and the system is still here. Or like I pointed to earlier, well, the Cold War is over. Where's the peace dividend? You know, this is the nature of the system we're dealing with, you know, and the problem is not that a powerful movement wasn't built, or that it, in the end, it didn't mean anything or didn't have any effect or impact or wasn't important, didn't contribute anything. You know, that's not the problem. That movement was tremendously important and did have a big effect and contributed a lot, but the problem is also not that it went too far or got too radical. The problem was that actually the movement wasn't able to reach far enough at that time. And a lot of people were talking about revolution. Revolution was in the air, but as we know, there was no successful revolution. The same system, you know, tactically retreated and regrouped. You know, then it brought forward everything it brought forward with, you know, with Reagan and everything else, not Reagan the person, but what he represented in terms of where the system was going and how, you know, how it was carrying out its interests in the world. And, you know, it's gone down to the present time, and when this whole juggernaut they're unleashing now. So why? Because the people's struggle is ineffectual, because it can't have any impact, because it really doesn't mean anything? No, because ultimately as long as the same system is in effect and in power, this is what it's going to bring forth. You know, this is, if you go throughout the world, you can see the horrors it's brought forth, some of which I tried to touch on briefly before, and in which it enforces throughout the world. You know, it doesn't put its money and its attention, its resources and its efforts into solving AIDS or poverty or starvation or disease. It puts it into reinforcing the conditions of global exploitation that give rise to and reinforce those things. So until this system is toppled, you know, and replaced by a revolutionary system that can actually represent and act in the interests of and bring forward the mass of people to transform society, we will be faced with, even if we derail this juggernaut, we will be faced with the imperialist regrouping and doing the same thing again. This is what we can learn, even not just from history in general, but even of the history of the last couple of decades that people like ourselves have lived through, not only, you know, literally, but politically. You know, this is, you know, from Vietnam and all the struggles of that time to the present. We can, this is the, what, you know, what we have to learn out of this. That it's important to build resistance, to unite people broadly, to call forth a powerful movement, to set out to stop and derail this juggernaut and actually strive to do so. And again, I do think that's possible short of revolution, but short of revolution, nothing fundamental will change. And yet more horrors will continue and be called forth in a concentrated way like as is happening now.